Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to give God thanks for his grace and his mercy, giving thanks for the prayer line, thanking him for my brothers and sisters, and just thanking him for his Sabbath. Oh, praise be to God for this Sabbath, a peace and a rest that surpasses all understanding, a day where I don't have to get up tomorrow to do nothing but rest or go out and just share the gospel. I want to thank God for his goodness and for blessing my family, getting home safely, and also just thanking him for a beautiful day. Now, sisters and brothers, as we get into reading the scriptures and offering a prayer, I'm asking that you please be in prayer with me, because where there's two or three gathered in his name, he's in the midst. So please be with me in prayer, and let us ask our Father and plead before him and asking him to be with his people on this prayer line and ask him to help us. I need him to help me because I'm kind of tired and sleepy. Ask him to help us that we can come on the prayer line and share the good news, the love that he gave us, testimonies. You know, I have a testimony that when he woke me up this morning and just put the breath in my body to get up out that bed and get to walking around the house and doing things and just giving him praise. We got on the prayer line this morning, and we just offered a prayer for one another on this prayer line. And sisters and brothers, there's so much going on in this world, so much evil. And as we see these things, God says, know that he's drawing near and near, because all these things got to come to pass by God's grace. So brothers and sisters, but he said to his house, to his children, let us draw closer. Let us have that example like our Savior. So just pray for me, and I keep you in prayer also. Thank you so much, sisters and brothers. So let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Heavenly Father, we come before you, Father, asking you first to forgive us of our sins. Lord, asking you to lead us tonight, Father, with your Holy Spirit, and guide us, Father, that we may show forth your goodness and your love that you gave to us, and just give you praise, because you truly have allowed us to come to another Sabbath, a beautiful Sabbath. Lord, many people going through a hurricane just yesterday, day before yesterday, some lives been lost, but guess what? What a Category 4 storm. Man, that is a blessing. That's a few people lost, but a lot of things are torn down. The Lord lets you know the life is worth more than these things of the world. So, brothers and sisters, people crying about what they lost, but guess what? Life is precious, because God said that, you know, the fact that he gave us life, and we don't know. Some of us, God is waiting for us to repent, waiting for us to choose him. So by God's grace, we just got to lift up one another, because there's so much slackness, you know. So I just want to thank him for his goodness, and also bless his name, because he is watching over us and taking care of us. He's the one holding these four winds back. All these people talking about nuclears and all this crazy stuff in the world, you know, they think they're going to get rid of this world. They can't do nothing. So I just want to thank God for his goodness. Amen. So we just want to thank him for all what he did for us. So Heavenly Father, as we continue in prayer, Lord, we lift up our sisters and brothers to you tonight also. And first, Father, I want to say thank you. Thank you for our Savior and what he has done for us. We thank you, Father, for your son. We thank you, Father, for your goodness and your love that you have taken care of us all week long. And you just sought to allow us to see another week. So as we come into this week, Father, may we just share with somebody the love of God and what he has done. I also pray for all of our brothers and sisters, the ones that would join us and the ones that can't join us or don't remember or whatever the situation is for them. I pray that those that join regularly, allow them to get on and allow them to share their testimony with the prayer line. And we thank you, Father, and we praise your name, and we ask all this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And I also pray for Sister Carla, because she called me and she's still traveling. So I pray and I lift her up to you, Father, to give us safe traveling mercy. And may she get, she's almost at Sister Richardson. So she'll be another maybe 5 minutes, but she's almost there. So thank you, Father, for her. And even I heard the Richardson on the prayer line, Lord. I pray for them and lift them up, as I always pray, Father. Continue to bless them. Bless their grounds. Give them their increase, Father, and be with them, Father, in their whole land, all around their land. So we thank you. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, as we begin to open the line, I want to, I would like for my brothers and sisters to press 1. And you can share. Amen. Yes, we have some has pressed 1 already. Yes, the first 1, press 1 is 985-232. We're opening your line, and you can share your testimony. I know God has done some good for each and every one, so we all should share. Amen. Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Brenda calling from Hummer, Louisiana. I just thank God for watching over us and waking us up today. And my heart goes out to Florida and all other states that and lost right now, or just in bereaved, whatever, all the stuff they're going through. I just like to share a testimony from God back in, I can't remember the date, but this is something happened to me. This is another death I came through. I had went to work. I used to work for some rich folks, and then after work, they gave a party that Saturday. I didn't work on Saturday, but they gave a party, and every time they give a party, they wanted me and my son and the rest of the workers to come attend. So we went attend to the party, and I left my bathroom light on, and we went to the party, and we got home maybe by 2:30 in the morning, and I went home tired and went to use the bathroom first, and tried to click off the bathroom light, which I had a lamp. I tried to click off, and none and behold, I just raised up off the commode a little bit and clicked that lamp off, and it blew up in my hand. And I just, by me leaning over, the whole top of the ceiling was blazing in fire. And all that the Lord told me to do was take the other hand and check. It's just quick. It was just, he told me check. When I checked, I stood up straight, and I couldn't find, I didn't see the fire anymore. So I woke up and said, yo, come see. The house is on fire. My hand is burnt. So nobody in the house woke up. So I said, it's hurt. I'm just going to take the keys, and I'm going to the hospital. So I just took the keys. I drove with one hand to the hospital. So the hospital said, well, how may we help you? I said, I just blew up. I just got blew up in the bathroom. They said, wait, we're going to call the doctor up here. That's what happened to your hand? I said, yeah, I just got blew up. He said, you got blew up. Well, explain what happened. I told him what happened. I said, I clicked the lamp off, and I got blew. I said, but where the fire at? The fire was over my head. I don't see it. What happened to it? He said, I don't know. He said, well, we need a member of your family here right now. We need to see what happened to you. So I couldn't get nobody but my older sister there at the time. And they had asked her different questions. And they said, I see your hand is all messed up. So they finally got her there that morning, because this happened like, I got there by 3:30 or 4 o'clock. So they called her in. And they was asking stuff. I heard them like, is she crazy? Is she trying to kill herself and stuff like that? She said, no. She said she's in the works. I talked to her before she went to work. Now, I don't know what happened. And she said, oh, I know what she did. She must have put her lamp out. And they wanted her to go get the lamp and bring it to them. So what I did was I put the wrong bulb in the lamp, because I thought it was a fancy light I wanted to put in the lamp. But I didn't know you can't put any bulb in any lamp. You got to watch what you put and all this. I didn't know. So I did it. So they hurry up. They rushed me to ICU, and I had to stay in there 24 hours, and they had to do something in my hand and everything like that after they found out what I did. So that saved my life. God was at my side through all of that fire over my head. If I had have been standing up, I would have burned to crisp. My house would have burned to crisp, and my two children in the bed and my other husband. Everybody would have been burned to crisp because they wouldn't move. So that was another episode. I tell you, I've been through 9 live, and I didn't want to come up. I'm going to share this on the prayer line. So, y'all, I'm telling you, the Lord has been with me. And I tell you, he left me alive to do his will, to do something for him, or to tell his testimonies and to do others. And I tell you, that was a testimony I have to tell of a people that the Lord has saved my life. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm here today to tell that one. And I mean, I went through therapy and everything, and you'll never know. I had a mark in my hand. It was the worst degree. I don't know which one was the baddest, but it was the baddest. It was 8 all off, and it's well now. And I thank the Lord. So I just ask y'all to continue praying for me, my family, and just thank God, you know, for praying for these people all around the world that are in this devastation. Continue to pray for that dim light. That's just the power where she's at. And we thank God that she's a miracle because she's taking care of her ministry, doing her work, and God is good. Pray for the messenger and everybody else. We all love each and everyone on this line. Amen. Brother John.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is Brother John from Home, Louisiana. I'd like to say hello to everyone. Hope you're having a blessed day today or night, whatever part of the world you're in right now. So just want to, as always, thank God for his many blessings. And I just want to say I'm just very, just feeling blessed, blessed to receive God, the blessings that he give us day to day, and still growing, still learning, and still teaching the word of God. And I just want to say that I want to keep on moving forward in my life without turning around, as I've mentioned a few times before. And I know some people say they kind of worry sometimes, like, well, what's tomorrow's going to bring? I'm kind of worried. They be saying they worried, but me, myself, I'm not worried about what's up ahead. I'm just happy about the life that I left behind. So I just want to say that. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. My sisters and brothers, that's a testimony, I tell you. So we just want to thank Brother John and Sister Brenda for their testimony. Brother John has a testimony. Sister Brenda gave her testimony. We never know, sisters and brothers, until that moment. Life is almost taken away from us. And really, sometimes the way you explain it, a lot of people just don't know. That's devastating before a person eyes that they could have been gone. But praise God, the feeling you get when you know that you're here for a reason. So I just want to thank Brother John and Sister Brenda for always sharing that testimony, because people got to know that you're not the only one going through. There's so many people going through things today. God allowed testimonies to be told so people can overcome their fear and you know, and to love God, because God has delivered that person. That's why God says, don't be ashamed to give your share, okay? So, yes, we're going to continue on. So we thank you, brothers and sisters, and we ask that you would please press 1. And we want to ask that all brothers and sisters press 1 and share. But I will open the next line so you can begin your testimony. Amen. 518-482. Your line is open. please give your name and where you're calling from.
Thank you. This is Sister Consinelli from upstate New York. Thank you for opening my line, dear. Happy Sabbath to everyone. I don't know how many of us have seen a beautiful sunset where they were, but where I am in Albany, the sunset was very, very beautiful to welcome God's Sabbath. It was looking so beautiful that I had to take a picture out of it. I wish I could show you how beautiful that sunset was to dawn, to bring, to usher in the Sabbath. And I want to sing that song. The dawn of God's dear Sabbath breaks o'er the earth again as some sweet summer sunshine after a night of pain. So to begin my testimony, I want to sing this song, The Dawn of God's Dear Sabbath. And I want some music. You could sing along with me if you know this song.
The dawn of God's dear Sabbath breaks o'er the earth again as some sweet summer morning after a night of pain. It comes with cold and showers to dawn a frosted land. All shades of frosted houses will lead me when it's the sun. And we would bring our burden of sinful thoughts and deeds in a guise through presence me, since from bondage to be free, our hearts must be restored for all the years undone. So many challenges, so few bright lights. And with the sorrow made, I stood by soul and shame, and love so deep and far, for thee to make it true. In a God who faith and find in the pardon that you need. And then the peace of life is to look for peace and peace.
Amen. What a beautiful song. God's dear Sabbath has dawned on our world, on our earth, wherever you are. 7 day Sabbath. We are to keep this special day holy. In order to do this properly, we need to live close to God. We need to live close to Him, not one day of the week, but all through every day of the week. In order to keep the Sabbath day holy, we must be holy, right? We are to keep this special day holy. Through faith, we must be partakers of the righteousness of Christ. So when the command was given to Israel, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The Lord said unto them, ye shall be holy men unto me. And that is found in Exodus 28. And we should not wait until preparation day to try to be holy. We have to try to be holy all through the week. And this commandment also tells us that we should spend the other 6 days working at various tasks, for they are not rest days. They are not days to be rest, that we should be doing various things that you like to do, your work, go to work, go out, help somebody, you know, all the necessary things that we need to do to help others as we go through the week. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. So on Friday is a special day. when we are to prepare for the coming hours of the Sabbath. We call that the preparation day, and that is the day before the Sabbath. That day was the preparation day, and the Sabbath drew on. And that day was Friday, as the Sabbath drew on in Luke 23:54. All through the week, we are to have in mind the Sabbath, but on Friday, we are to especially prepare for its holy hours. We have to prepare for it Thursday, your lighting Friday, you know, Thursday, Friday, you're lighting up your load. Preparation should be entirely completed before the Sabbath begins so that we can enter in a peaceful atmosphere and hardly try to get the, don't be hurrying around to get everything done at the last minute. All secular work should be done, laid aside, and our Sabbath clothes should be laid out. Unnecessary cooking should be avoided on the Sabbath. However, living in cold climates, that's where the Israelites live, in the desert, warming some food on the Sabbath may be needed. We should guard the edges of the Sabbath for due to trees and buildings between our homes and the horizon. It may be easy not to know with certainty the exact moment of sunset. But now if we have phones and we could ask them what time the sun set, so we have not much excuse. It is best not for us to, and I know a lot of us do that, overeating on the Sabbath. And when we overeat, what happens? Our minds will not be clear, and we would not be able to appreciate spiritual blessings we can receive during these holy hours. The meal should be simple but attractive. How many of us know that we should not overeat on Sabbath? If we overeat on Sabbath, we would be missing out because our mind would not be set on God. We wouldn't be honoring God, right? We should eat lightly. If before the setting of the sun, let the entire family should be sitting down. I could remember all of those days up to now. Assembly to read God's word, to sing and to pray. A family worship. We should have family worship and let the children take part and let them bring their Bibles, and everybody should read a verse. We used to sing. As a child, I remember us singing, everyone singing happily, bring your Bible, repeating your verse around the family table, and it was so beautiful. So I'm going to stop right there because many of us know these things, but we do not do them. So my dear brothers and sisters, let's practice proper Sabbath keeping, because God is strict with this day, what we call the Sabbath. It is a memorial of creation. It will be kept throughout eternity. So that's my little advice to you this evening, how to keep the Sabbath. Many of us know how to keep the Sabbath, but we mess up sometimes. But God help us so that we will continue to keep the Sabbath and remember to keep it holy, because God is holy and we should keep his day holy. Remember one thing, if you didn't get one thing, remember not to overeat on Sabbath, because I know some people eat a lot on Sabbath. They eat and eat and eat, and when they eat, they just want to go and sleep, and that is not how the Sabbath day should be kept. We should eat so that we, our minds should be so alive that we can learn something to take us through the week. So thank you, Sister, for opening my line. God bless you and yours. We all have a pleasant Sabbath.
Amen. Thank
you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Consolly. Yes, we have a change in shift right now. So praise the Lord. Thank you for your encouraging words. Thank you for your reminder.
Yeah.
Yes, praise the Lord. God want us from Sunday, you know, to start preparing for the Sabbath, because we have so many things that comes up in a way to distract us from this holy day of rest, and you are so right regarding the eating. And after eating, any time we should do digestion walk, but we should not overeat or eat the same amount on the Sabbath. So true. And many of times we have failed at that, but I'm thanking the Lord that we will become more condescending of it and to do better as we're learning and growing. Amen. So thank you again. I'll go on to the next caller. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. We are so happy that you are joining us this evening. God is truly good, and he's worthy to be praised. And I just thank him for many blessings, even today, how he proved himself and how he has blessed me. And I will share that at another date as things start progressing. As many of you know, I'm in Iron City, Tennessee. We're in Waynesboro visiting the brethren, meeting other brethren, and God has blessed and opened up doors, or things are just coming along as he wanted. So may the Lord will be done in our lives. So I'll go to the next caller. Amen. Please press 1 so that you can share. At 8 o'clock, we're going into the message sharp. So please be brief. At 8 o'clock, we will transition to the message. So I will open the line for 272-770. Your line is now open. Blessed Sabbath.
Amen. Happy Sabbath, Sister Carla. Thank you so much for opening my line. Happy Sabbath. This is Tymiko from Pennsylvania, and I'm just so grateful to be here this evening on this Sabbath evening with my dear beloved brothers and sisters. And I just would like to sing a song, if I may. And I do have a Bible verse. It's a small Bible verse, if I can read later. Amen.
Amen. Can you do the first and the last standard? We still have a couple more people that wants to, at least 4 or 5 more that wants to share. Thank you, my sister.
Oh, sure. It'll be my pleasure. Amen. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides in us still, and with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he says we shall go, never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I have a scripture here from Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank you so much, Sister Carla, for opening my line, and I just would like to leave a prayer request. I'd like to lift up everybody on the prayer line this evening, all of my dear beloved and brothers and sisters here. I'm lifting them up on the prayer line, and I'm asking for prayer from my family, from my mom, Dorothy, and I'm asking for prayer from my siblings, from my children, my grandchildren, and for all of everyone else on the prayer line, lifting them up as well. So thank you so much. Have a happy and blessed Sabbath, and thank you again for opening my line. God bless you. Love you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tymiko. Sorry, my internet is acting up, but praise the Lord, and I thank the Lord for you sharing, my dear sister, and we will keep your prayer requests in our prayer and also in our personal prayer time, brothers and sisters. Let's keep these prayer requests of our brothers and sisters in our prayer, and I will go to the next caller. Again, thank you. Amen. I'm sorry, 917-981. Happy Sabbath. Thank you for joining us. Your line is now open.
Good night. Happy Sabbath. This is Sister calling from Island, New York. I'm sorry. This is a little bit hoarse. I am recovering from surgery. I've been on bed rest. This is the first time I've been able to come on the prayer line tonight, so I thank you very much for opening my line and accepting me. I'm going to give prayers and thanks and to the callers. First and foremost, I want to thank God for the day of life, and I want to thank him for another day of life for me, but for everyone this prayer and their family. Finally, I would like to say I lift up everyone on this prayer line, and I ask for God's blessing for each and every one of you in every way, for you and your family, whatever you're going through, because everyone is going through something at this time. But God may help you, and he will. He's not missing you. He will help you to keep the prayer, and keep our courage and our hope in God. He will always lead a way where there seems to be no way. And I would just ask a prayer for my family, my children, and I keep silent prayer, and God knows what we're doing at this time and what we're facing. So everything I know will surpass, but at this time, my family's going through a tremendous deal. The best thing is my surgery is a success, and everything is great. Just on healing time now. So I thank you so much, sister, for opening my life, and I lift everyone up in prayer, and I lift everyone up in blessing. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my sister, for coming on and joining us this evening. Praise the Lord that you will receive a special blessing this Sabbath day as you join us, and we will keep you and your family in prayer. Yes, we know people are, you know, we don't even know what they're going through. They're going through so much, but we have to continue to encourage others and to lift them up in prayer and know that God said he will supply their needs, and if they call upon him in truth and in righteousness, he will take care of them. And just thank the Lord again for you joining us. Amen? Amen. So I will go to the next caller. Again, we still have a couple more friends that would like to share. Amen. I think Sister Powell will be she's after Brother O'Neill, she'll be the next one to share. And if she, at the end of her sharing, if she can give us a word of prayer. So 631-552, good evening. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Good evening, happy Sabbath. Thanks be to God for his blessings, his love, his care, and his protection over my life through the long course of the week. Thank him for protection for each one of you on this line tonight. And I ask for prayers for those who are suffering the loss of loved ones who died through the hurricane in Florida. Pray, Lord, that God will comfort them in this time. As we see the signs of the times fast fulfilling, I want to just sing this song as I go. I gave my life for thee, my precious blood I shed, that thou might ransom me and quicken from the dead. I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? I gave my life for thee. What hast thou given for me? My Father's house of light, my glory circled control, I left for earthly night, for wandering sad alone.
I left it all for thee, as thou left all for me. I left it all for thee, as thou left all for me. Suffered much for thee, more than thy tongue can tell. Of bitter agony to rescue thee from hell. I bore it all for thee, as thou bore all for me. I bore it all for thee, what hast thou bore for me? I bore it all for thee, what hast thou bore for me?
Amen. The Lord. Amen. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for sharing that song. Amen. We will keep you in prayer. Did you have a prayer request? Were you finished, my brother?
Just put my children in prayer, their mom, my siblings as well, that they might accept the truth of God's word.
Praise the Lord. Yes. We need to intercede for our children, our friends, our family, and neighbors, and each and every one, because we know, thank you again, Brother O'Neill, we know the devil has came down with great wrath. He see that his time is short. We see that his time is short. And there's nothing he can do, but he's trying to deceive and confuse God's children throughout the world. So let us pray, brothers and sisters, fervently. Amen. And let us not waver at any time or in any way. I will go to the next caller. I believe this is Sister Powell, our lost caller, and she will share her testimony. And if she can give us a prayer after, and we will go right into the message so that Brother Ricardo can have enough time. I know last time the it just cut off at 9 o'clock. That's the time that it should go to, but usually the Blog Talk Radio will let it go over, but it just shut off at 9, so we want to, you know, get him on so that he can finish a little bit before 9. Amen. So 518-951, good evening, happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Carlo, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. I think I heard a voice there with a young lady who asking for prayer. Her voice sounds new to me, but I just want to welcome her this blessed Sabbath day that she joined us. And I do hope that the Lord will pour out his blessings upon her in the message that we all will listen. My dear beloved, I won't be long because I am for the temperance, you know. So I just want to say happy Sabbath. And Sister Powell is doing well here in Jamaica, despite we have the storm watch. We have a lot of rain, my dear beloved. Even this evening, there was a lot of pouring down. I just pray for some of those people who their living condition is not good, you know, and when this rain pour down, I know a lot of them is getting water. So I'm asking, praying also, I am asking for prayer for the Alex Nation with the Williams family house. We were supposed to be going there last week, but because of the rain, we couldn't. So we are planning this week with my crew that we will be going there to help to see if we can take them out of the house that they are. So we are asking for prayer for that. So, my dear beloved, this is the time that we all have the opportunity in presenting our various requests to. So I'm asking you all, if it is possible, if you can kneel or bow, let us offer a word of prayer to the Lord. And I'm asking you to whisper a little prayer while I will commence the prayer. Thank you.
Yeah.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a blessed privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Most righteous and eternal Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy wonderful name. We are so thankful to you, Lord, for all the many blessings that you have given unto each one of us on this land. Lord, the blessings of health, the blessing of strength, the blessing of food, the blessing of shelter, the blessing of a peace of mind, the blessing of your words that during the past week that is gone, we could feed upon your words for comfort. We could feed upon your words for nutriment. We could feed upon your words to supply all our many needs. And we just want to thank you. Father, as we come this evening, this blessed Sabbath day, a day that we to give praises and to bring honor and glory to your wonderful name, to know that our loving Father who loves us so took care of us, even through crucifixions. So we just come boldly to the throne to say thank you. Father, this evening, Lord, you have heard the request from your son. You have heard the request from your daughter. And you promise us if we ask, you will hear. If we seek, we will find. And if we knock, the door will be open. And, Lord, we all join here to expect, Lord, that door to be open so that each and every one of us will come closer, drawn to you. So, Father, here we are. Help us, Lord Jesus, to give up all sins that hinder us from entering into that eternal rest, Lord, and ask you, Lord Jesus, to wash us and mold us and fashion us to the likeness of you. Heavenly Father, tonight, Lord, you have heard again, repeat over the names of these individuals who are asking for prayer, the family of Sister Tamiko, asking for prayer for her family, her mother, and all her siblings, and also her children. And she's asking for prayer for the Advent brothers and sisters all over the world. So we lift those prayer requests to you. We lift up our dear sister who are praying, Lord, asking prayer for herself, for her children. Lord, we do not know what she's going through, but you know everything. And you promise us that you will supply our needs according to our riches in glory. So we present our dear sister to you, and we welcome her on this line. Continue to bless her and to allow her, dear Lord, that, Father, she is a part of us, Lord, and that we all can come together and share and also study your words. So we just want to thank you. We also thank you, Lord, for your dear son requests, Lord. And in song, Lord, he pour out his heart to you. And Lord, your son, our son, dear Father, you have seen his heart as he cry out to you for his children. He cry out to you for his siblings. He cries out for you, for the children, parent, mother. And Lord, you know the need, Lord. Dying for you, Lord Jesus, to hold them and allow them to draw closer to you. So we place them in your hands. Father, we lift up our dear brother Rick, Lord. Continue to bless, continue to keep, and continue to allow the presence, Lord. His presence, Lord, is felt when we have not seen or heard from him, Lord Jesus. We are so worried, but we can come to you and ask you, Lord, to take care of his brother Rick and his family. Lord, Ashley, especially, Lord, we place her to you. We want to thank you for your dear beloved Sister Carla as she travels to and fro with our family, the Richards family, Lord. We are asking you, Father, to allow them to have a wonderful day time with you this weekend.
and dear Father, that when we live with you, work with you, study your word, together, dear Father, we will be stronger and able to do your will. So we want to thank you for that. Bless her daughter and also her son, Amanda Nicholas. We lift them up to you. Lord, Sister Leola, again, Lord, we lift up she and her family, Brother Sister Brenda, Brother John, Sister Stephanie, who is traveling, Lord, to her daughter. We ask you to give them traveling mercies, Lord, and you work out all things, because all things work together for good to them that love you. We lift up our dear beloved Sister Consinelli. Oh, continue to keep her, continue to guide her, Lord, and her family members, Lord, and as she prayed, I do miss those conversations and those studies daily with her, but dear Father, she knows that sometimes these reception is not good, so Father, we just give thanks and praise, but Lord, we still have each other in our hearts. We lift up our dear brother Ali and Sister Ali and the family, Father, who comes down, dear Lord, with sickness, and we know that the enemy is wrought, Lord Jesus, so we are asking you as the great physician to touch Brother Halley and his family from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet and allow them to be made whole. So we just want to thank you. And now, dear Lord, if there are names that we did not call, you know everything about them. So we present every name, Lord, to you. Brother Eli, continue to pour your blessings upon him. And we lift up our dear brother, Elder Ricardo, who will be presenting the message. Lord, allow this message to be smooth. Allow this message, Lord Jesus, that we all will follow. Allow this message, dear Lord, that it will wake us up from our sleeping condition. And, Father, go to the world to share your word. Bless us and keep us, Lord. Fill us with your sweet Holy Spirit. And thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' loving name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla,
Amen.
For opening. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for all the prayer and also praying for the new sister, Sister Eva, and all of those that have joined us. We have one more song by Sister Richardson before the message starts. So praise the Lord for the Richardson family.
Amen. 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 Happy Sabbath to everyone. I'll try to sing. I'm not a singer, but, you know, God, we can still give God praise. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Honor the day that the Lord God command us to cease our toiling, and we obey that we may know him and learn his patient way. Keeping the Sabbath holy in all our days. So enter his temple with high thanksgiving. Worship the Lord and fill up this house with your voices ringing. Let it be heard, for we adore him and lift our hearts in praise. Keeping the Sabbath holy in all our days. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Honor the day that the Lord God command us to cease our toiling, and we obey that we days.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Richardson, for that song. Amen. And now I will open the line for Brother Ricardo. 786-448, your line is open. Again, I just want to thank each and every one of my brothers and sisters for joining us. Please make sure you have your Bible, a notepad, and a pen so that you can take notes and follow along the three angels' message. Amen.
Amen. Can you hear me clearly? Happy Sabbath.
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Amen. Happy
request.
Sabbath.
Amen. Thank you to another week, friends. God have brought us in our way in spite of what we are going through, in spite of all of some of us, we want to leave the country. But we have to remember Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Our prayers need to be like the scriptures. We need to pray back the scriptures to God. God said without faith it is impossible to please him, but they that come to him must believe. Friends, whatever you ask God for, you must believe. Beloved, I can testify to this. When I ask the Lord, I need to come to the country. I believe. I say, Lord, I know you're going to bring me to the country. So, Lord, I'm going to start back. I don't know what you're sending me. Lord, I'm going to start get seen. Lord, I'm going to start get back. And by faith, beloved, by believing and I'm acting upon my faith and work, God bless our effort. Friends, whatever you are going through, if you have family members who are not in this message, you must pray over that individual three times. Call their name to the Father three times. And you must believe and say, my daughter or my son or my grandma, they will accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They will come to this message. We must speak life over our loved ones. As we're going to look into the second angel message, friends, I have a lot of scriptures for you. So I want you to take notes. Can you silently pray for me that the Lord will grant me and you the Holy Spirit? Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Nothing good I have done. I am a decorated dust. I am a sinful man. Nothing good in me, oh God. I am nothing but a maggot. Lord, now I'm asking for your presence of your Holy Spirit to touch my lips, to touch my mind. Let me not to speak my word. Let Christ be uplifted and his word be exalted. Thank you so much for hearing us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Go with me to Revelation chapter 14, verse 8. Revelation chapter 14, verse 8. Revelation chapter 14, verse 8. While you're going there, I'm going to claim my promise. But the Bible says 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. But as it is written, I had not seen nor hear have heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. How many things the Holy Spirit going to reveal unto us? The deep things, all things. So the Holy Spirit, beloved, he is your teacher. He is your divine comforter. He is the one that's going to reveal the scripture so you can understand what God is saying to you and I this evening through the scripture. Go with me now, Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14, verse 8. We are looking at the first angel. Previously, we looked at the first angel. Now, we are looking at the second angel. And this is God's will. We will look at the third angel. So now, we're going to focus on the second angel. Regarding Babylon is falling and wine. Revelation chapter 14, verse 8. And there follow another angel, saying, Babylon is falling, that great city, because he made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. These are some very key revelation in English. Babylon is falling twice. That great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. We are going to focus on the wrath and the wine of Babylon that she caused all nations to drink. And we're going to see that some of our leaders in Seventh-day Adventist, which is dealing with the General Conference, they are entering this message for God's
people to get ready in these last days, beloved. That's why Sister White said, the evil servant say in his heart, he don't say with his mouth that Jesus delaying his coming, but with his action and his word. In other words, by their preaching, we are not hearing these messages anymore, but woe unto us. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 33. Deuteronomy. We want to look at this wine right here. We are looking at wine right now. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 33. This is the message that's going to prepare the Seventh-day Adventist members. Every one of us, these messages God give unto us to prepare the church. But we don't want these messages anymore because we are not preaching these messages. The woman of God said, I saw a danger that the ministers, they are running off from the important points of present truth and are dwelling on subjects that is not calculated to sanctify the soul and to unite the flag. That's why we see so many. They are not following the principle of health message. They are not following the principle of dress reform. We are hearing message. People are going to church Saturday and not hearing a message on repentance, righteousness by faith. What is going on in our church? But God said, I will raise up shepherds in these last days. Shepherds who will teach my people knowledge, not their theology, not their philosophy, not how much they know, but they're going to teach the people the knowledge of God in these last days. Many of our leaders, they are drinking the wine of Babylon. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not calling God's church Babylon. Many of our leaders, yes, they are drinking this wine of Babylon. And so Sister White said, we are in danger of becoming to Babylon. Mercy. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 33. Want to look at this wine. Because Babylon, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. We want to look at this wine. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 33. Their wine is the poison of dragons. Pause. Their wine is what? The poison of dragons. Who is this dragon? Satan. Rome is teaching false doctrine. And this false doctrine is wine. And this wine, beloved, they are worshiping Satan wine, drinking Satan wine. So the Bible is giving us the key right here. Their wine is the poison of dragons and the cruel venom of ops, meaning serpents, snakes. To everyone who are drinking the wine of Babylon, you are like a snake. You cannot be trusted. God's going to sift you out and wipe you out. God called his people in these last days to blow the trumpet, sound the alarm, fear not, show my people their transgression, show Seventh-day Adventists, show at the people on Advent life. They need to repent of their sins. They need to get their lives in order because Jesus Christ is coming and he ain't going to come as no lamb. He ain't going to come as no baby. He's coming as a judge. He's coming, beloved, with fire and brimstone. He's coming with lightning, thunder, beloved. Bible says, who will stand in the Lord's day? Are you standing? If you are not standing on the written word of God, you will deny this message. The day is coming. So we see that they are drinking the wine of dragons. Wine of Babylon caused the nation to be poisoned. This wine poisoned the nation. Kill them spiritually. Go with me to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord. We're going to look at this key right here. Pause. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils, ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the tables of devils. So we're going to look at cup. What do you use a cup for? To drink water. Cup, beloved, they are drinking wine. Wine is dealing with doctrine. Wine is dealing with fermented wine and unfermented wine. Seventh-day Adventists, they are teaching unfermented wine. Babylon is teaching fermented wine. What do I mean by that? Fermented wine means wine to cause you to be drunk, to lose your senses, benumb the sense. The Seventh-day Adventists, they are teaching unfermented wine, not intoxicated drink. This is dealing with good doctrine, beloved, to nourish you and I up in words of faith. But we're going to go there. Bear with me. I jump ahead of myself. Now, remember now, we're going to break down 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. Remember it said, ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devil. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table. What is this table? We know a cup you use to drink, right? Tea, whatever. I pray that you are drinking tea regarding if you are sick or whatever. We're not supposed to drink tea, beloved. Supposed to be medical purpose. All right, now. You cannot be partakers of a large table. What do you do around a table? Some of you may be sitting right now, sitting around a table. You sit around the table to meditate, to read, to eat. Now, watch this right here. We're going to look at table, then we'll come back to the cup. The cup is dealing with the wine, but what is this table? Let us see what the Bible has to say. Go with me to Psalms 23, verse 5. Psalms 23, verse 5. Some of us read Psalms 23 on a surface area, but we're going to go in depth and in detail with the Word of God. Because the Word of God is going to teach us what God is saying to us in these last days. Because the Word of God is supposed to be our foundation. It is our bread. Psalms 23, verse 5. We are dealing with the table, the issue of the table. Remember, the table. Though prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, though anointed my heart with oil, my cup runneth over. What the Lord mean, though prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies? Who going to put a table before you when you know that your enemy going to take your life? What God is trying to say to us right here, friends? God is speaking spiritual things right here. So let us get spiritual. Father in heaven, we ask you for your presence of your Holy Spirit. Touch your people mind, touch my mind. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. What is this table, friends? This is not a literal table. This is a spiritual table. This table is the Word of God. Is that so? Go with me now. Isaiah, the Bible is going to tell you what is this table. What is this table? Isaiah chapter 30, verse 8. Isaiah, don't take my word, beloved. Don't come on this prayer line and just listen it. Because a lot of when you do that, you become careless and different. And when preachers speaking errors and all of these things, you say amen. Because you do not know your Bible. You are not studying. When you are studying and the preacher speaking foolishness, when he finished, you need to check that preacher. The preacher or the minister or whoever he is not above the scripture. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. For correction, beloved, let us move on. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 8. Now go, write it before them in our table. And note it in our book. So what is this table? God is talking his book. Go, write it before them in our table. Because God is so powerful. Now go, write it before them in our table and note it in our book that it may be for a time to come forever and ever. What does this mean, for a time to come forever and ever? So now we see This table is the book, is the word of God. We're going to clarify it a little bit more. Some of you get it, but some of you need a little more clarification. That's all right. Go with me now, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 to 3. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. All right? And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for our appointed time. This is also dealing with, remember, Millerite movement, when the great disappointment, when they were looking for Jesus to come, right? And they will say, prophesy again. Remember now. Write the vision, make it plain upon tables, and he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, and not lie. Though it tarry, though Jesus tarry, who causing Jesus to be tarrying? You and I. Seventh day Adventist, because God give us the message, and we ain't preaching it. Mercy. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come. Jesus will surely come. It will not hurry. Go one more step with me now. Go one more step with me. Because remember, you see, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. And I ask you, what is this table? Isaiah chapter 30, verse 8, give you this. What is this table? This table is the book. So if God, let me not give it to you yet. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 2. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 2. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 2. Jeremiah chapter 30. I repeat these scriptures because some people take longer to find their scripture. I repeat the scriptures so you don't have any excuse. I'm moving too fast. So I repeat the scriptures so you can write it down or find it. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 2. Can't wait for you no more. Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in our book. Where did you, God, tell his man servant to write this book? Around a table. So now, I want you to catch it. God said, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Whenever you are going through a situation, the remedy and the solution for your situation, it is the table. In other words, it is the book, the good book, the Holy Bible, the old King James, not the NIV or the new King James. Throw it out. Because man tamper with that version. You need the old King James, beloved, so the Holy Spirit can speak, impress your mind through the words of God. So God said, I prepare a table before you. But some are drinking the wine of Babylon around the table of God. That's why the Bible said, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devil. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table. That's what it doesn't mean now. I pray that you catch it. So God prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemy. Our enemy is Babylon, Rome, the papacy, the Jesuit order. We must not compromise. We must not come into agreement. That's what he said, when Protestants shall stretch our hand across the Gulf to cast hand with spiritualism. In other words, you are coming in mutual agreement. And in other words, you are drinking the wine of Babylon. Doctrine or teaching. You are showing homage to Rome. We ain't going to show no homage to Rome. Because Rome persecute the church. Rome kill Jesus. Rome kill the Wallace. Rome kill Jerome. Rome kill us. And you want to be friends with Rome? You will betray God's people. And if you are in bed with Rome, you are my enemy. I don't care if it's a general president. He is my enemy. Because if you're going to want to dance and in bed with Rome, Jesus say, Jesus called Seventh-day Adventists. Do you know why we are in existence? Why we are in existence? To give the first, second, and third hand original message. What else? To expose the wickedness of the man of sin, to expose spiritualism, to expose secret society, to expose her and show that Rome never changed. Go with me to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. Verse 4. Some of you familiar with this one. Why God prepare a table before you? Why God write these things in our book and say it will be forever and ever? Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. Can't wait for you. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. These things are written for you and I, what? Learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the what? Scripture. Whenever you are going through a situation, where are you going to find patience? Through the scripture. Where are you going to find comfort? Through the scripture. Where are you going to find hope? Through the reading and studying of Jesus' word. Do not pick up the phone so easily and call a sister. Find the problem. Find the solution for your problem in the word of God. Pray and say, Lord, give me comfort through the scripture. Come in, let us get ready. Let us get ready. Go with me now. Jeremiah again, chapter 30, verse 2. Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 2. Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. Hebrews chapter. So Jesus said, I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. And what I ask you, what is this table? Write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for time to come forever and ever. So when the prophets and all these men were writing, they were writing words of promise, words of comfort. And also they were writing all of these things pointing to Jesus. Listen to what Jesus said in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 7. 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 Then said I, Jesus speaking, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written to do thy will, O God. So Jesus is saying, everything that is written in this book, where can you find Jesus? In his written words. Because Jesus said, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. If you want to find Jesus, go in his words. Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 17, if any man will do his will, in other words, if any man want to find me, in other words, if any man will do his will, all of us, we want to please Jesus. But what we fail to realize and fail to recognize, do you know that doctrine is also wine? Do you know that doctrine is also the early and the latter rain? Do you know that doctrine is also dealing with the first, second, and third angels? Do you know that doctrine is dealing with the sanctuary, righteousness by faith, justification? So Jesus said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, mercy, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. So Jesus said, I'm going to give you the discernment in these last days. I will show you who is with me and who is not with me. Because many will say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name? But Jesus said, why do you call me Lord and do not the things I said unto you, Seventh-day Adventists? The only reason that Seventh-day Adventists be in existence is to give this message to a dying world. But Seventh-day Adventist minister, pastor, leader, general conference leaders and all that, we want to preach like the Baptists, preach like Methodists. And then we say we hear present truth. Where? You hear a cotton candy message. You don't hear a message that's going to arouse you. Repent of your sins. 40 years, 25 years, you're hearing this message. How is it that you're still eating meat? How is it that you're still wearing pants? But you say, I'm a plague police, right? All right. Keep on living and see if you will make it. I'm here to get you ready. I love you. I ain't going to tell you. I ain't going to give you no feel-good message and know that your life is at stake. Your soul salvation is at stake at this moment. You can die anytime and go down in priceless ways. I'm not here whenever you hear my voice. I'm not here to play with your friends. And I'm here to tell you, repent, because Jesus is coming. Get ready and get your hosting ready and get others ready. We are too careless and indifferent in these last days. Think we are ready for security. That's why Jesus said, he called us the leadership and church, and people being judged. Seventh-day Adventists, you are being judged at this moment. Jesus said, repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. You serve a mighty Savior. He wants you and I to repent. Do not drink the wine of Babylon. If you are compromising these last days, if you are dabbling with sin and want to follow the ways of the world, beloved, Seventh-day Adventists, every one of you on this prayer line, when you go to the store, your shopping cart is supposed to look different from everybody. When you go to the store, you're supposed to dress different. Ladies, if you are rearing pants, you are not a Seventh-day Adventist. You might be a Baptist. We must call sin by right name. My message is not a popular message. You ain't going to see me all over TV. I'm like John the Baptist, a voice in the wilderness. Many will mock, many will scoff. But Jesus will say to you like the rich man, they have Moses and they have the prophets. When in your days, in your good days, you never made the application to make your calling and election sure. But you say you are Seventh-day Adventist. You say you keep Sabbath. I never know you. I want to spew you out. I want to vomit you out. If Jesus vomits you out, he will not confess your name of that life. Get ready. Your corruptor needs to come a little higher. Too long, Ichabod, the glory of God will depart from many of us. Ichabod, the glory of God is departing. Ichabod. Jesus ain't playing with none of us. Seventh-day Adventists, we have the greatest life. Supposed to be the wisest and most educated people on this planet Earth. But Jesus says, Seventh-day Adventists, the children of this world, they are wiser than you. You say you are rich, but you are poor, blind, naked, no discernment. You can't even realize your condition. Brothers and sisters, can't see eye to eye. The little man over there who was preached present should lock him down. Lock him in a cage. Put their foot on his neck. Because he speaks truth. He worked for Jesus. I don't work for the general conference. I work for Jesus. I am not against the general conference. This is God's church. I work for Jesus because general conference cannot dictate what I'm going to preach. I work for Jesus. I tell you this. No man can pay me for this work. I look for my reward from Jesus, beloved, because I love you. I tell you the truth. Many of us, we are drinking the wine of Babylon right now. Are you in Seventh-day Adventist church? You are going to church on Saturday. She said, we are in danger of becoming a sister to Babylon. Why? Because we are allowing our church to become corrupt. We are allowing our members to become easy in Zion. We are allowing our members thinking SBA means sitting down always. We don't want to give up no books. Many of us, we don't even want to spend our money to buy great controversy, national Sunday law. But you say you serve Jesus. Jesus said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I give you a job. I give you a roof over your head. Some of you, you are not lacking anything, but you still will not take up your money and you clothe somebody, give them a food, carry them in your house. Let me move on, Lord. God, bring me somewhere. I don't know who I'm talking to, beloved. Get ready. because Jesus is coming. Names are being rejected. Names are being accepted. Do you know that God's going to do a switch? The world is coming in and Seventh-day Adventist is going out. Let no one take your crown. Let no one take your seat. Because who wants for you and I, beloved? Get ready. If you see your leader get start to compromise, are you still going to follow him? Are you still going to listen to him? Who wants for your leader? Ichabod, the glory of God departed from you. That tells me the Holy Spirit is not working upon your heart. You better repent. But if we talk like this, we are fighting against the church. Okay, scoffers and cynics. What kind of wine is this? Fermented wine. Fermented wine is false doctrine. Go with me to Isaiah. Go with me to Isaiah. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 28, verse 7. Too many of God's people, so many of God's people in the city, so many of them, they want to get out of the city. But yet still, our whole church, we are funding LGBT. We are paying millions of dollars for car writing on the Sabbath. We are promoting the agenda of Rome, paying so much money. And look at God's people. Many of you on this prayer line right now, you want to come out of the city. Our church has millions, billions of dollars can take care of every member. Even if you are not a member, you are a visitor. Our church is supposed to take care of the believer. Jesus said we must take care of the whole soul, I pray. If you want to tell all facts now, because when men talk like this, oh, he's a saint in church. You are a foolish virgin to say that. I'm talking truth. And they don't realize this. Many of you, you are burdened. You are bombarded. You want to get out of the city, come into the country, and to develop character. But where are they? They ain't selling out no money. How are we going to buy this acre of land? We're going to buy 100 acres of land. And we're going to help the less fortunate in our movement. We're going to buy land in Jamaica, buy land in Tennessee, buy land all over here. This is why Jesus Christ is delaying his coming. Why do you think he said a race of leaders? The leader is supposed to lead God's people in the right way, in the pathway of Jesus Christ. But many who preach as will have it thus. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 28, verse 7. I'm talking truth. Some of you are supposed to even say amen. I say amen. You keep quiet. You can't keep quiet. But the day is coming. That's how we only going to have 144,000 alive. Really sad. Really, really sad. How many we have in numbers? More than 28 million Seventh-day Adventists. Are you telling me it's only 144,000? For security, we think we are going somewhere. We ain't going nowhere. We must know our purpose. Who are you in Christ? Who are you? Do you have a relationship with Jesus? Do Jesus know you? Do you know what Jesus has done for you on Calvary Cross? Do you know when they were spitting in his face, Jesus was thinking about you at that life? But we find it hard to give up meat eating. We find it hard to give up dress, our dress. But Jesus gave up everything for you and I. Jesus left heaven. Can you imagine the angels? They are crying and say, Lord, I will go and die for mankind. It is not suffice. Only one like God. Only one who equal with God. And you can't give up for Jesus. The Christian life is always sacrificing. Jesus gives you a new diet. You don't want it. Okay, die with diabetes. Die with cancer. Go ahead and die. And Sister White says, this is premature death. And it's going to cost many of us will not go to heaven. You may not understand. God wants to give you a better lifestyle. lifestyle change, to change your way of eating, your way of living. Because you see that the body is dying, the body is suffering. And he said, I'm going to give you a better way, a better pathway. Whenever God takes something from us, friends, he gives us something better. But we don't want it. But you still profess that you know it. Jesus said, departed from me, a great life. I never knew you. Because you are like Babylon. I don't see my righteousness upon you. I give you a message to give to this dying world. But you look like them. You look worse than them. Advent light, get ready. You all can make it to heaven. Purpose in your heart like Daniel. You will not defy in your temple. Purpose in your heart like Daniel. All the way, my Savior lead me. I will follow. Purpose in your heart says, whatever come my way, though he slay me, I will follow him. Though I may go into suffering, sickness right now, diabetes right now, even in my own disobedience, but Lord, I surrender this evening. I want to follow my own way. But the Bible says, lean not on your own understanding of that life, but in holy ways, acknowledge Jesus. God said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe of that life, to do all that is written therein. Then thou shalt have good success. And you will be prosperous. Why are we dwarfed? Why are we not being blessed? Why is it that God blessing us, running us down, overtaking us like a car on the highways and the byways? Because God promised they come with condition, and we are failing the condition. All you have to do is just obey. Surrender, friends. That's all God is asking you. Surrender. Give me your will, and I will give you mine. Give me a plan, and I will give you a better plan. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. Where are you holding on to? This world is going to go up in smoke. Babylon is falling, and many seventh-day Adventists will fall and going to fall with Babylon. God called us to expose the wickedness of the man of sin. God calls Seventh-day Adventists to call sin by right name, even in your own life, even in your own household. Call sin by right name. Don't compromise. Oh, that's my husband. You know, that's my daughter. I can't tell her that. I love her. Tell her in a loving way there, though. My sister, my daughter, husband, you keep acting like this, you're going in the path of destruction. Tell him in our loving way, our meek loving way. Let us move on. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 7. But they also have erred through wine. Mercy. I want to look at this word. Come right here. The Bible is saying something to us. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 7. But they also have erred through wine. I have to come back next week and do part two. I'm watching the time. But though... But they also have erred through wine, through strong drink, we're dealing with the Bible with this wine now, and through strong drink are out of the way. Another revelation right there. The priests, another word, pastors, leaders, the priests and the prophets have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up as wine. They are out of the way. Through strong drink, they err in vision. Pause. They err in judgment. They err in decision making for the church. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. Cannot make the right decision. Why? Because you're drinking the wine of Babylon. You are bringing in the teaching of Babylon. So now the Bible talk about they err in the way, but they also have erred through wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. Question for you now. What does the Bible mean they are out of the way? This is supposed to ring a bell for some of you. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 6, listen what the Bible is saying now. We are using the Bible, just revealing it giving the interpretation. The scripture is giving the interpretation of the another scripture. What does the Bible mean, they are out of the way? Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the whole path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. But what God's people said, remnant people said, and ye shall find rest for your soul. But they said, what God's people said, but they said, we will not walk therein. So because you are not, you say you will not walk therein, you have error through wine. And so, and strong drink, and because you're drinking strong drink, you are out of the way. So the Bible tells us, stand ye in the way and see, ask for the what? Old path. What is this old path? Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Wine caused many to err in truth. Let that digest. What does the Bible mean? They are out of the way because of wine. Their teaching style changed. They are not teaching regarding repentance anymore. You are not in sanctuary message just to form on holiday things. People are get baptized in the Seventh Day Adventist Church, but Sister White says we must not baptize the people them until they are familiar with the movement and the issue of this faith, until they are familiar with the spirit of prophecy. Many people are get baptized in the Seventh Day Adventist Church, but they do not know what they are signing up for. So when another minister come and tell them about dress reform, you can't eat like that. You can't live like that. You can't behave like that. You want to smite the man of God. Smite him with the tongue. But you say you are a professed believer, professed present truth. Stand ye in the ways and see, and hark for the whole path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your soul. We are not going to have no rest. You are staggering, drunken, to and fro with wine. Let us move on. So now, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 7, but they also err through wine and through strong drink are out of the way. And I just give you Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Now go with me, 2 Timothy 2:18. Question while you're going there. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 18. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 18. What have they err from? What have they err from? I want to know what have they err from? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 18. Concerning the truth of error. Pause. The Bible just breaks it down right here for us friends. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 7. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 7, said again. But they also have air through wine. So if you are drinking wine, if you are drinking the wine of Babylon, what are you going to do? Sister White says, those who reject the spirit of prophecy will drift from Bible truth. Watch this now. Watch the Bible. 2 Timothy 2:18. Who concerning the truth of error, saying that the resurrection is past already and overthrow the faith of some. So because of this false doctrine, false teaching, false theology, it's going to overthrow many because they are weak in faith. If you want to if you want stronger faith, study your word. Spend time in the word. So now, if they are error in truth because they are drinking wine, what is the result of this wine? What is the result of this wine? Everyone who are drinking the wine of Babylon, do you know that you are mad? And we know a madman or a crazy person on the road, they're out of their mind. Look at it spiritually now. Watch this now. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 6 and 7. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 6 and 7. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 6 and 7. What is the result of drinking this wine? Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon had been a golden cup in the Lord's hand. So God have a cup in his hand, and Babylon, Rome, the papacy, you see them with their golden cup and all of these things when they're doing Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 6 and 7. Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Babylon has been a golden cup in the Lord's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nation have drunken of her wine. So because they drink of this wine, what is the result? Therefore, the nation are mad. The nation are what? Mad. M-A-D, mad. The senses, they are drunk, numb. So why do you think God give us a health reform, a health message? Don't overeat. Because when you overeat, you're numb the sense. You cannot comprehend or discern spiritual things. Spiritual things is like unappreciated to you. You don't value it. But when you start changing your diet, spiritual things, you have just a fire and a zeal. You want more of what heaven have in store for you. That's what the Bible says. I have not seen, nor hear have heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the mind of man, the understanding of man, the vision of man, the judgment of man. I have not seen, nor hear have heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. For God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Yea, the deep things of God. So the Holy Spirit wanted to reveal what? The deep things of God. So God is showing us the future, friends. And the whole world is on board drinking this wine. Are you drinking the wine at Babylon? The church that are drinking this wine are staggering on the truth of God's word. What I just said? The churches that are drinking this wine are staggering on the truth of God's word. Let us see what the Bible has to say regarding this. You don't want my word. Go with me to Psalms 107, verse 27. Psalms 107, verse 27. 5 more minutes. I cut it short in righteousness. Psalms 107, verse 27. Remember now, I give a statement. The churches that are drinking this wine are staggering on the truth of God's word. They wheel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wet end. So the Bible is saying that they stagger on what? The truth of God's word. Why do you think it's only Seventh-day Adventists can understand the sanctuary message? Only Seventh-day Adventists have a dress code. Only Seventh-day Adventists have state of the dead. Only Seventh-day Adventists have first, second, and third angel. Investigated judgment. Why? Because God cleaned them up, showed them how to live. That's why God pronounced a blessing upon the study of his word, especially the book of Revelation. Because one is prophecy and one is revelation. Daniel is prophecy, revelation. The book of Revelation is revelation. That's what the Bible is saying in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. It says, blessed are he that read it, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. This is the time, beloved. We are in the book of Revelation. We are dealing with the second angel message regarding Babylon is falling, and many are going to fall with Babylon, because many are wandering after the beast. Are you wandering after Rome? Today, do you know what happened today? The man of sin said, we must bring all the funds to the Vatican City. Rome ruled this world. Rome ruled the money system. Rome ruled the economy. Rome ruled everything. All roads lead to Rome, friends. I want you to go look this up. I don't give you no more. Okay, we have 2 moments. I'm going to cut it. I want you to look this up. Please listen. The People's Garden. Please write this down. People's Garden. Type it up in your phone. You and I, now, they come up with a plan that you have to register your garden. If you have a garden in the city, a garden in the country, you're going to you have to register your garden. Look up the People's Garden. I cannot read the article for you. Just read. Go and look up the People's Garden. You're going to weep when you see this. Beloved, now when you register your garden is going to be on a map. So somebody can look you up and see what you are planting. The government, they're going to track you. The government now going to say, you cannot plant any tomato anymore. We're going to tell you you only can plant corn. If you have too much berry tree, blueberry tree in your yard, you only can have 2. If you have 10, you have to get rid of them. Because we're going to come and take it away from you. Because you're going to register your garden and you're going to track everything that you plant. Everything that you are reaping. Beloved, the time is coming that we must get ready. God's people need to come together. God's people need to repent of their sins. Amen? All right, give over back to Sister Carla. Sister Carla, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for your patience.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. What a message. I pray, my brother and sister, that you have received this message and that you will continue to read for yourself, that you will continue to seek the Lord so that we will not hear that the glory has been removed from our personal home or our personal soul. I thank you again for the Lord using you, my brother. I thank you for your continual commitment to join us and for the Lord again to use you as in a call to stand a call to stand apart. It says, be cautious every step that you advance. You need Jesus at every step. Your life is too precious a thing to be treated as of little worth. Calvary testified to you of the value of your soul. Consult the word of God. Again,